at footnote number 19. So the Shartzian had said that we're discussing this issue where the mechitza is shaking back and forth in the winds. If the bottom part about it is sturdy and stationary, even if the upper part is moving, it shouldn't be a problem. As long as he presents as a possibility, do we say that the whole thing is moving? It's not acceptable since the bottom part is stationary. That's a good. So number 19, he says l'chara b'avin the tzorch shel ayidei hananua lo yisrach hakakana ha'elyon mikenegad hasarat tefachim hatatanim shel hakana mashab etzadim. If you're going to say that the reason why it works is because we ignore the upper part of this uprights and we just focus on the bottom part, and the bottom part is stationary, but you need your cross beam should be above that. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Your argument was ignore the top part of the uprights because that's moving all over the place and that's not acceptable. So, but the bottom part is very stationary. But your cross beam is no longer over the bottom part. Well, it's attached. But you're telling me that since it's moving, that part doesn't count. So then it's not attached. So you say, no, it's attached, but we ignore that part. So that you can't do. Right. So that's what he says the word l'chara. So that means that's what should be. However, the Bina Simcha, is the Tzitzit Eliezer's son, the Simcha of Aldenburg. He quotes from the Shabina Rav. They have a situation where it steps back. So the way I understand what he's talking about is the kana goes like this and it goes up. And you attach it on the side here as opposed to on top. And you want to argue, even though it's on the side, I mean it's out on top, up here, since this goes like this and it cuts back, it's above this. And this is 10 tefachim high, so say good asik on this part of the pole. And then it's above that part of the pole. It says you don't do that. You can't divide the pole. The whole pole went up, and it's attached minatzad, even though there's a step back, and it's above the step back. This is what the Shabina Rav says. V'hikshal the word. So the Bina Simcha raises the question on that case. Why don't we apply the rule of Piskei Shimoi to this? It's not made in your normal doorway fashion, since it's felt in Tzuras Pesach. It's not lacking in Tzuras Pesach. Yeah. Even though on the bottom it seems to be all put together, His whole argument is it's all one big thing. So you can't say, well, on the bottom it's all looking normal, and that's the main thing. But you don't look at just the bottom; you look at the whole thing, and the whole thing is this funny step back shape. This is the Binnis Simcha's question. Behavi Shibchadushim Abiurim, which is Reb Graneman, the Chashin, his brother-in-law. Don Bekadim Shal Tzuras HaPesach Hashasuim Evan Yotzeis V'Evan Nichnesis L'Malam Meisor Tvachim. So the Morris says the case of Kadim that if you have the end of your Mavui, and then you have something sticking out, and it goes in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. That's the case of the more called that Pisca Shimoi. Okay, so that's not a normal way how you make a mashkef, not a mashkef, a mezuzah. You don't make a side post in, out, in, out. That's not how you do it. So it's Pisca Shimoi, and it's no good. That was the more in Daf Yud Aleph. What would be if the bottom 10 tefachim are straight, and above 10 tefachim it's in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Okay, so that's his question. Umashma midavaru, and he thinks that the Ben Simple is being medayik from what the Chushim Burma says. So if he mashe posak, you should have the page 8 somewhere in that packet. The current Shulchan Aruch Liel Shekano Ha'Elyon Enot Tzarech. It's on the bottom of page 8, where it says Hemshech from Elmuth 438. Shekano Ha'Elyon Enot Tzarech Liga B'Kanim Shebitzdotim. It doesn't have to touch. Vaday Shemnech Shav Pizkas Shimoy B'Kasha. So we ignore the bottom. The bottom part is Ten Tzvachim High, and it's built normally. They don't have to touch, so we ignore the upper part. We don't need the upper part. The fact that it's Pisca Shimoi doesn't make it non-kosher. So he says that argument would apply to the case of the Shabina Rav's case also, where it steps back. The upper part is miyutur, and the bottom part, there's this rope attached above it, directly above it. Because it's been as simple. Then he says, "Shachar hanodafka l'shitas a karen erva that Aaron Yud Bebe Shabir Shemash Shakad Elyon Enu Tzarech Liga whom he didn't chavoit." So he says it works with the base of the chavoit. Chavoit means you lower it down. So you look as if the rope has come down to the bottom 10 tefachim, or to the corner. So it came down, and it's sitting right there. Abhidatuk Shiveger, Shemareim, Shemomidin Gurasik. So we say it goes up. Yitokhon Shekashakonim, Shabitstorim, Mamshichim, Loshach, Lodin Gurasik. He says you can't apply Gurasik if there actually is a good going up. Right? She can't say, no, well, let's take that one out. We don't like that one, and we'll take Gurasik, a different one. There's also a halacha Moshe Sinai that you say Gurasik in that situation. So then he says, what's relevant to us is with Karmi Dibri Richard C and Khan, Yesh Shalakadasa Gurmi Chibin. Shakin Kosab Shard C and Shim Kelika Akonim Shimal Asar Tochim, Nitha Baruch, Ain't the Poisal Lesser Sapesach. The fact that that part will move in the wind, which meager than. Undermines the status of mechitza, but since the bottom 10 tefachim are stationary, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? It's not okay. In between, you have this non-functional thing, which is a problem. That's his horror. He says it's not necessarily true. So he says, no, that there's a difference over there. I have something there built in a funny way. He says, you can't say, I have no right to say, Kimishainoi. It's there. And it's the whole lomus of something with a mechitza, which is moves in the beruah, because it's not a mechitza. It's like it doesn't exist. So here I can argue, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. So then I just focus on the bottom part. So getting back to the original question, so he seems to be going back and forth. Do we don it a truly kilo einum, or just like a halachically kilo einum? And maybe the difference would be is if it moves below the bottom 10 tefachim, do we look at the part in between as connecting it or not? That's the question. Okay, sif katan chaf aleph.
Right. What
do you mean by what? What? That's a very broad question, so I'm not sure what you're asking. You want me to repeat everything I just said? We're having a discussion. Do we look at the side posts above 10 when they're moving back and forth in the wind as if they're not there at all? And therefore, if I say ignore them because they're moving in the wind, ignore them, but I need that my top piece should be directly above the bottom one. So since it's moving in the wind, it's taking the rope out above, from above the bottom 10. So how's it going to work? So the Mishabur Sharsin says, great, take the side posts, ignore them because they're moving in the wind. What do you mean ignore them and moving in the wind? When they move in the wind, you don't have a source of Pesach. Or say, no, they're attached, so that's your source of Pesach. Well, they're attached, but part of my source of Pesach is moving out into the wind. So can you do that? That's the question which he's grappling with. So he's saying, do we actually truly look at it as if it's not there at all? That's the question which he's trying to grapple with. Trying to bring proofs back and forth. Okay, Chof Aleph. So if it's nitzel beruach, it can't stand in the wind. L'chashav lechi nearly the im halach lemata enem istaneya ken shekavu b'masu shekasha heitiv l'kesu manchaze enem istaneya ad meshal kovoy asar tvochim v'akumalu b'istaneya yerei ruach b'nei roiv kovoy kasha d'dal mashal lemala nishigam ken shelachi. So the deal that he said in the Sharetzion, so he says it, but again, this is the case of a lechi. We don't need a source of Pesach. So we're very happy. Vav, sif vav. So actually, all you hey halechi rochik min hakesher shlosh tefachim. When you place your lechi, you have to place it within three tefachim of the wall of the mavoi. Okay. Now, so that's relevant. If you look at the pictures, picture 20, in the pictures in 22, he gives you two examples. How that would be a problem. One is that it's within the opening of the mavui, but it's more it's three tefachim in from the sides. Or the other case could be you put it beyond the mavui, so it's placed out in the shesharabim, and there's an airspace between the kana and the end of the mavui. Of three tefachim. So either scenario would be a problem of this gap of three tefachim. Chaf beis. So shelo yehei. Now yeshar m'shatam. So what's the problem with this lechi? The case of the Shulchan Aruch is not a source of Pesach. It's a lechi. So I'm matam my mavi with a lechi. So what's the problem with the lechi being three tefachim extended out into the mavui? So he's assuming the case is the first picture, or well, that's the picture of Sursa Pesa, but the idea was it was extended into the it was within the airspace of the mavui, but it wasn't immediately adjacent to the walls, it was moved away from the walls, and there's a gap. So what's the problem? Because the problem of Bishum Da'osi Avira, the high Gisa, the problem is the rule of Avira, the high Gisa, the Mavatulay. So if it's less than three Tvachim, it's like there's no airspace there. If it's more than three Tvachim or more, there's an airspace there. Now you have airspace on this side, airspace on that side. Alechi is b'mahashahu, and that's it. So it's the airspace on both sides are greater than the lechi, and it's mevatel the lechi. The fee is that im alechi ha'yirochav yotzei mishlosh tvachim. So that's the problem. If my lechi is wider than the gap, you don't say you're the hagisa mevatel because it's only if the airspace is greater than what your amud kosher. Even lech is rochek shosh tefachim in a kaisel, it's still kosher. The havi ha'omid merubal apart shibet sidoi. Begin zel armin and osibir mevatelet. That's one explanation and one conclusion based on that explanation. V'yesh armin the b'chol gab mitzarach liyos halechi b'sech shosh tefachim in a kaisel. V'yesh lahafner. Some say no that the halacha Moshe Sinai that the lechi is considered a mechitza is when it's adjacent to the other mechitzas which are there, it has the ability to become a mechitza and enclose the fourth side. But to do that, it needs to be starting from a mechitza. You can't stick it in the middle. Now, according to the first pshat, if the problem is a real hagisa, if you don't say real hagisa, by tzoros a pesach. There's no din also here ha'isa ha'isa mevatla because we look at the tzoros ha'pesach as it's a mechitza, so there's no aver in this side. Now, what about the according to the second argument? The second argument is tzoros ha'pesach. The second argument they say, well, the halakha once you've seen lechi requires a wall for it to function. Tzoros ha'pesach is tzoros ha'pesach. That doesn't have the same rule of the halacha Moshe Sinai. Tzoros ha'pesach works. So Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel, Behechi shekaveya tzoros ha'pesach l'mavi. Das harbi put me poskim sheina tzorach l'dakta shihei b'sach shloisha tvachim l'kaisel. The tzoros ha'pesach mechitza gemurahi. So their argument that this is a full bona fide mechitza. And if it's a full bona fide mechitza, so we're a problem. The expression of the seal who the ain chilik bein tzoros ha'pesach l'lecha in yinzeh, some say that that's not true. So here's a third explanation of what the problem is. This shita, it tells you that it's a bechor short, and the Prima Gunnim quotes it. He learns the problem is a problem of gedim boikim boy. Now, it's interesting then to apply Gideon Boikimbo over here. Gideon Boikimbo usually has a problem on the issue of height. It's raised off the ground. So I have my opening of my mavoi. I put a lechi here. Right, so you can't apply Gideon Boikimbo here because I don't know, but the point is people are walking in and out. I mean, that's the whole idea of the opening of the movie. People are going to walk there. Of course, but the Yemer are coming through there. But that was the chiddush of the din of lechi, is that it worked. It says, but when you move the lechi over, the lechi is not addressing this side, so the lechi doesn't enclose the side, and now you have the gedim boikim boy. So sorts of passive being moved, shifted over would have the same problem he holds. Part of the mavi is not addressed. And you can't ignore it. Kilo, it's like it's just an empty space because there is access there. It's being used for access. However, if there are four tvachim, because he said four tvachim is the width of an opening of a mavi. That was the smallest. So even though by a chotzer a pirtza is basoro b'eser amos, by a mavi the opening is four tvachim, because the a mavi has that's the chumrah that the mavi has. Mavi has many kulas, but the, you know, but the chumrah that it has, since it's made for access to more and more people, so a opening of four tvachim is already considered significant and considered a pirtza. So if you have a gap of four tvachim between your tzurtz pesach on the wall, the Chayyim says, "Sirch lahamid lechi etz alakaisel." I'm not sure about this either. So he's not sure even if the case of four tvachim is a problem. So take a look over here in the beer loch. It's sark shlo shlo tvach. Why am I Mr. Bush except the dimyesh are both tvach min ben tzur pesach lo kaisel. That's a chayad mitzurch lahamid lechi eitz lo kaisel. So he also, you have to put a lechi there. He says, now if you look. By Mr. Adam Shatim, the Sinister Adam says, what's the reason? The Havi Kilo Nifritz of Barosha, it's like you have a Pirtz of Barosha, and a sheer Pirtz of Barosha of a Mavi is for a Tvachim. Vihine, who was it, Lashitosa, the possible Klal Ayan Al of Sifches, Kamagan of Ram, the Nifritz of Pirtz of Barosha, Barbot Tvachim, Sarch Lechi, Eitzel of Pirtz. So that's this thing, you need a Lechi. Now, the case of the Gemara, which discussed a pirtza b'dal tvachim in a mavui, etzel roshay, was on the side. It was in wall number 3. So you say, now that there's an opening of four tvachim and people could come in there, that's mavatul, the shame, and you don't have enough wall after it to get it, which, you know, dalet amos, which gives it a shame distance of a mavui. So there's a pirtza, you've been mavatul that wall. It's not functioning as a wall to the end of the... So putting a lechi there is going to help you at the end of the mavi, because there's this opening in the mavi on the side, which is the mavatel that... But in this scenario, all three walls are intact. The problem is the fourth wall. So if you'd have a pirtza on the fourth wall, bedalad, is that a problem? So it says that's the Magen Rambam says it's a problem. Avafim Mashik Riu Harber Chayin Misham Ladina Magen Rambam. It said Roisha Enot Sarach Tushim Tikun Kehi the Sif Lamadal. We'll see a case later on like that. Kamoshik Hevein Misham B'Shem Rashi already taught. Minitra Ba'Amin Ruba Laports. We use Amin Meruba to be Matarit. Who Adin Hachib and Yinel. Now that was a case where there was a wall. There was also a fourth wall. There was an opening. So I mean, Meruba should be Matarit. Now, so what? How about not an actual wall, but a Tzurtz Pesach? So a Tzurtz Pesach Nidun I mean Meruba. So, say I have three walls, and I have the fourth wall. So the Mogram's case is there's a wall and there's a Pirtza four. Says I mean Meruba is Mvatel the Pirtza. That's what they're arguing against the Magen Avraham. Okay, now I have the whole thing open. I put a Tzurtz Pesach there, which covers most of it. And I have a gap of four. Do you say Omer Meruba? So do we down a Tzurtz Pesach as Omer Meruba? But over here, Kim and the Seer Lon, the Tzurtz Pesach, Machitza Gemurahi, Machwazet Anamatir Mafil Kashu Rachach, Mishosh Tvachim and Akos. So once you're saying three Tvachim away from the wall, it's not a problem. Because it's Betzim, it's all Machitza. Can who had a filk is rokh and rabat rokh yes in the castle the mashno cuz it's I remember but vaf the benefits mit sidoy wurde star pass arbat rokh machmirin mit sortik und if the whole movie is opened up at the end You know, but Paras Abatwachim that's a problem. I'm sure exactly what he's referring to. Oh, the case of Nifrit Mitzidoi, right, okay. The third wall, right. And you don't have a pass of Arbatwachim at the ends. We hold the need to tikkun. Shom Shanadi Katsudarkam, the people will use that access point because that's a side point that gives you quicker access. Mashenga was that.
But Pass Arba is on the fourth wall.
Pass Arba is on the third wall.
The Lord Ishkai Pass Arba is on the third wall.
Yeah. Shom Shanadi Katsudarkam. So there's an opening, and now. People will use that as access. Mashen can be said. The lishav ki pisul rabba v'yav pisul zuta kiritsa begemora. So see, he argues that's. But over here, like you have the nice big space to go through. Why should I squeeze through this dal tvachim opening? I can go through the other side. Whereas on the side wall, it's a quicker access to the back of the movies. I might use that. So that becomes not my pesach.
That becomes now.
Now that becomes a path. That's the more says. Afilim nipsik shom kamagan rum. Gam kendo domi the kolkachlin. Yenenu the hosom keep me the cereal on the kamagan rum. Tikkun akara. Enam oil shom lahatu mavi mishum zenam anachas al ksalim. Sarach litin lechi samach lekai. So mashayim yenenu yesh tzur zapasim tzur zapasim mechitz gemurhi. Is a path of emerubal parts. Okay. So the question which comes up based on this. Is I have a Tzuras HaPesach, and I have another Tzuras HaPesach, and I have a gap in between, you know, going on the same side. So if you don't have mamash like it's a Mechitza Gemurah, this didn't work with Meruba. So a gap of three Tzuachim shouldn't bother us. If I don't don it as a real bona fide Mechitza, the guy with this didn't work with Meruba, so then a gap of three Tzuachim is going to bother us very significantly. So take a look at number 24, in the second paragraph. The Tzuras HaPesach, Hermetis. Samach l'tzuras haPesach acheres yesh yersim gimel tefachim meneihem sebech hazanish him armen din armen meruba al yedei tzuras haPesach lahatzuras apirtsa oshem bekarach tzuras haPesach lasas armen meruba al yedei chibur tzuras haPesach acheres barak im al yedei din armen meruba whom mischaperes the kosel shebetzido armen be din armen meruba lahatzuras apirtsa shebein the kosel. I mean, even if I accept this argument of the Mishabura. You say that you give a din of a din of a tzuras machitza gemura to create a din of a meruba. That's only when, possibly only when you're dealing with a wall, a real bona fide wall. So this is now. There's wall. There's tzuras pesach. That's called a meruba. But there's tzuras pesach and a gap in between. That's not enough to say the din of a meruba. We assume that that's a problem. We try to make our gaps less than 3:12. You have a situation. You'd have to make a. You couldn't put the right next to each other, so that's this issue over here. So a few footnotes.